a long message at all tonight. Matter of fact, you'll be shocked that I'm done, how soon I'm done, unless God changes something massively. I have a very simple message, 1 Thessalonians 4. I have been preparing and trying to preach a message that's just a little bit of this for about a month, but the Lord won't let me preach it, and we're going to probably hit on enough of it tonight where we probably never will in the exact form. But tonight's message, I think, is very simple, but it's very profound. And to me, it's very practical and really shows me what I need to do. I think it's a way of thinking that it can change you, the way you run your whole life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and please God, so you would abound more and more. For ye know what commandment we gave unto you by the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, and we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth, despiseth not man, but God, who will have, who hath also given unto us of his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I have write unto you, for yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, and that ye may walk honest toward them that are without, that ye may have lack of nothing. I want to preach tonight, and do your own business. And do your own business. Let's go ahead and pray. And Father, we've had a wonderful service already, and we thank you for that, and we thank you for the Word of God. And Lord, this is something very clearly stated in the Scriptures, but I don't think it's often preached on. I pray tonight that we would learn this vital truth, and I pray your Spirit to speak to each one of us and help us to do our own business well. And speak to us now. Give us your power. May we be focused on you. And thank you for the Word and its clarity, and thank you for the Spirit and his ability to lead and guide us into all truth. May he do so powerfully tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to notice in this passage the reminder to do what they already know to do, okay? The reminder to do what they already know to do. Verse 1, he says in the middle of verse that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk, so you would abound more and more. He's already received it, now I want you to do what we already taught you. Verse 2, for ye know what commandment we gave unto you by the Lord. They already know the commandment that he's going to tell them. Okay, verse 3, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Now, the will of God is this mysterious, spooky thing. So many people want to know the will of God. Well, the Bible says right here what the will of God is. Here's the will of God. You get cleaned up. Amen. And don't fornicate. but what's the will of God for me? Okay, read your Bible, and it'll tell you the will of God. But I know, but I want to know the will of God. You got enough to do with just what the Bible says, all right? Billy Sunday said one time, he said, it's not the parts of the Bible I don't understand that get me, it's the parts that I do understand. And so that's what Billy Sunday said, and he says, this is the will of God. Listen, you know to do these things. Do what you've been taught. Do what you already know. Verse 4, for every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Yeah, I don't know. Do you ever look at somebody that's doing something they shouldn't be doing and saying, do I have to tell you not to do this? Do I have to say? Do you know I found out you have to say everything? You have to, yeah, you have to say it. Don't hit your head against the wall. It hurts. Why not? Just don't. You have to say everything, it seems like, when you want. Why? Because just because we know something does not mean we do it. How many of you know some things in your life and you don't always do them like you should? Okay? He says, you already know these things, but I'm reminding you, make sure we taught you before you do those things. Why? He's saying that they already know what to do and they need to make sure they do it. Verse 9, he says, for as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For yourselves are taught of God to love one another. But I want you to do it more, he says. So he's teaching them, you need to do things that you already know. He says it's personal. It's very personal. You know what you need to do. It's very interesting in all these verses. Verse 2, for ye know. Verse 3, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Verse 4, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification. He says personally, hey, each one of you need to make sure that you do what you know you need to do. The Bible says in Romans 14, for every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. And first thing I want to say in this passage is do your own business, verse 11. It says, you study to be quiet and to do your own business. To do your own business. The opposite of this, what God contrasts this with, is busybodies in other man's businesses. Amen. To do your own business. To do what you're supposed to be doing. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 13. And withal, 1 Timothy 5:13, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Busybodies. It means you're doing things and being busy in other people's stuff. Let me take you to 1 Peter chapter 4. And verse 15 says very strongly, we're going to go back to 1 Thessalonians 4, but 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief, these are bad things, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. He says, hey, take care of your own business. Don't be a busybody in other man's businesses. Do you not have enough troubles that you need to just go ahead and grab everybody else's? If you want to borrow some troubles, I'll let you have mine, along with my bills. But understand, if it doesn't concern you, it doesn't concern you. I'm not talking about selfishness. I'm not talking about bearing one another's burdens. That's one of your matters. If your brother's suffering, that's part of your deal. You're supposed to pray and bear one another's burdens and weep with those who weep, and that's part of it. But there's a whole bunch of things. Listen, as you get older, one of two things happen. First Timothy 5 talks about this with widows. One of two things happens. One, you get more and more into drama, and you love the drama that's going on, and you want to know everything that's happening. Or two, you say, I got enough drama. I want much less. I don't want to know. Amen. And you kind of go one of those two directions as you get older. And you all know that relative of yours who's older who wants to know every little. And they love the soap operas. And they love soap operas in their life. I mean, if they can have a soap opera at the grocery store on the way, they can't wait to come back and tell everybody about their soap opera. They're just them. They are into drama. I find life has enough drama without looking for extra. And it says, do your own business. Do your own business. You learn not to be curious after a while. You learn if you are curious, you learn not to dig. You learn not to ask questions. If you need to know, they usually would tell you. I've learned not to look for counseling. If they need my help, they'll call me. If I go seek them out and try to straighten them out, they never listen. Unsought advice is often unheeded and usually resented. Do your own business. God gives you your own work to do, the Bible says. Let me give you a couple of verses on that. Mark 13. Why does he know how to pray for them? Is that really the reason why? Good. Then make sure the only person you tell about it is God. Amen. If that's your test. You are not the person who needs to tell everybody what to pray about everybody. God can hear one person just fine. He can hear you just fine. If you're the one who needs to pray, you don't need to be you don't need to make 65 calls to pray for somebody. Mark 13. I would hate to be in a gossipy church. Oh my soul. Oh man, it would be we would have issues, we'll say. And Mark 13 and verse 34. It says, "For the Son of Man, for the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants to every man his work. And he commanded the porter to watch." And we can read several parables Jesus talks about. He gives every man his work. Romans 14, 12. Every man will give an account of himself to God. Understand this. God gives you work to do. What I want to say is until you've mastered doing the business God gave you to do, quit getting sidetracked with everything else. Yeah, I know you think you can figure out how everybody else to do their job and everybody else to do their family. Do your family good first. Yeah. I know if your babies are infants, you say, well, I already got it mastered. Those people, the teenagers, need my advice. Just wait. Amen. Just wait. Listen, if anybody, we all think we are the masters of all knowledge and we should just be sitting on top of a mountain. Why hasn't God put me there for everybody to climb up and talk to me? However, you'll find out that in your things, you don't know what you're doing. You have to pray all the time. But in the things you're not involved in, you're an expert. Logic that for a second. Can you logic that for a second? Maybe it's not as easy as it looks in their situation. Before I had children, I could have told you everything to do with children. Before I was married, I could tell you how to handle a wife perfectly. Okay? I knew everything before I pastored. If I could get back to my level of knowledge as when I graduated from Bible college, I would be so much better off. I knew everything. And then I found out, you know, I need God in every day, everything God gives me to do. I'm up to here in my life all the time. Are you? I've not mastered my business. I think if we spent more time mastering our business and saying, you know what, I better do what God's given me to do well before I sit around and criticize everybody else, before I go get involved in a bunch of things that have nothing to do with me, maybe I should do my business well. That's how God works. Let me take you to a powerful verse. This is Matthew 13, 12. I want to preach a whole sermon on this. Matthew 13, 12. I cannot, the Lord just won't let me. It's just can't get to it. And so I'm gonna talk about it for 10 seconds. This would teach you all you want to talk about politics? This would teach America what they should do in politics, okay? It would teach you a whole bunch of things. Matthew 13, 12 is a strange verse. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. What? That's backward. For whosoever hath, him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. That's backward. Daniel says the same thing. God says, and Daniel puts it this way, he says, God giveth wisdom to the wise. God does not give wisdom to people who have no wisdom. They need it the most. They do not have the wisdom. Here's the thing. God gave them wisdom. They were not wise enough to use it, so God's not going to give them any more. If you're not faithful in the least, God will not give you much. Amen. God is completely 100% capitalistic. There is no spiritual welfare. God says, I'm going to give you this. See how I handle it. Oh, you wasted it. You didn't use it. I give you that knowledge. You're asking for more. You have not used what I gave you already. Amen. Take care of your business. I'll give you more. Him that hath will get a whole bunch more. Wise people get wiser and wiser and wiser because they were wise enough to use the wisdom God gave them. And foolish people wonder, why doesn't my life work out? They don't even know why the life doesn't work out. And all the wise people are going, you don't know why your life doesn't work out? Or your wife? And that wasn't subliminal. It wasn't. I wasn't looking at anybody. I lost you. It was going so good. Listen. Wise people always look at a foolish person, and the foolish person says, I don't know why this happens to me. And wise people always go, you don't? Really? By the way, I know when bad things happen because I was being stupid. Amen. That's right. If you don't know you've been stupid and bad things happen to you, you're blind. Or you're not breathing. Okay? One of the two. Understand, God gives you what you need to do. Take care. Take the knowledge he gave you. He says, I told you to make sure you do it. Make sure you do. Listen, master to do what you've been given to do in your life. And the knowledge God's given you, do it well. Before you get so involved with everybody else and everything else everyone needs solved, solve you first. And solving you means I believe this, God gives everybody enough wisdom to get the victory of where they need to go. If you do not use that wisdom, you don't get more. So you don't have all the answers yet, but you got enough. And you say, I know that. I know I should be doing that, but that's not going to solve this, this, and this. It's not, because God has not given that knowledge, because he gave you enough knowledge to do this. You are not using it, so he's not going to give you this, 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 and this. Do what you know to do. Do your business well. Mind your own business. Do what you're supposed to be doing. Do what God gave you to do already before you want God to give you everything else. If you're not faithful in the least, you'll not be made faithful to much. Yes, in ministry it says, him that giveth, let him do it this way, and him that ruleth with this way and with diligence. And Roman, he says, I'm giving you these gifts. Now use them and do them well. Do your own business. A student who sits around and stares at the other student and say, why isn't anybody working, will pretty soon not be working. You ever seen someone so busy, distracted with what other people are doing, they don't do what they themselves are supposed to be doing well? Nobody's working. Everybody's being like you. You know, if everybody at work slacks off and doesn't do their job, you got a job to do. Do what you're supposed to do well. Do your own business. But are you doing what you should be doing well? We read those verses in 1 Thessalonians 4. He says, as I taught you to do this, you need to do your business. Number one, do your own business. Let's go to Proverbs. Yeah, we better go to Proverbs. I'm going to keep it short. Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs 17:1, better is it. Second thing I want to say is strive for quietness. Proverbs 17:1, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, right next door. In verse 6, better is a handful with quietness than both hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Let me take it to 2 Thessalonians. Why are we saying quietness? 2 Thessalonians, if you want to, and I'm going to read you our verse we read earlier in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 11, that you study to be quiet and to do your own business. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, and verse 12, it says this. It says, Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. It's very profound. God says, very quietly, do your job, live quietly, and eat your own bread. It's a simple way of living. It's a quiet life. It is a go to work, earn your pay, eat the food you earn. The neighbors might be in absolute chaos, but you live in peace and quietness. Do not stick your nose into their business. Do not go and get in the middle of their gossip things. Just say, you know what? I love both of you. I don't really want to hear either one of you. And what you say about each other. Just be quiet. Do you know you will not settle the issue of two people who hate each other and gossip about each other and wanting you to be the... They want you to tell them they're both right. And pretty soon they'll be talking about you too. Just say, you know, I love you and I love her. You know what? I'm just going to pray you two get along. Did you notice how nice the weather is today? Quiet. Get away from people of drama. Isn't caller ID a wonderful thing? Amen. Quiet. Avoid drama as much as possible. Do we read 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 12? You study to be quiet in their own quietness. They work. Just, you know what? If you go, you get up in the morning, you pray, you read your Bible, you go to work, you come home, take care of your business with your family, and relax. And leave out all the drama. Let everybody else at work sit around and talk about the supervisor. You just live a quiet, peaceable life. Do you know that's a pretty good life? It's a pretty good life. Work, live a quiet life, stay out of the chaos, and just be at peace. Number three, we said first, do your own business. Secondly, strive for quietness. Number three, and pray. And pray. First Timothy. First Timothy chapter 2. I'm not gonna, but I want to preach a whole nother half hour on this. Did you know what the devil terribly tries to do to all of us, and it works so great, is he tries to get you to worry about what you cannot control. And think about what if everything and what if, and if this is just like this, and worry about what's wrong to get you enough distracted to not do what you just need to do. If you would just do what you need to do, all those other things would go away and take care of themselves. Amen. If you're a certain student in school and you're worried about what you're going to do when you graduate and what the kids say about you, stop. Do your work in class. Go to work. Well, what if I promotion? What if I this? What about they're going to do this in the company? Listen, God's going to take care of you if you do a good job. Do your job. Let God take care of everything that you can't control. You do the business he gives you well and quit living your life in the morrow. Sufficient of the day is evil thereof. He got enough to do today. And pray. First Timothy chapter 2. Verse 1, I exhort thee, telling a pastor what to do in church. Therefore, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Pray for everybody. And pray, verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is a good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Those verses just take all things we've said so far and put it together. What are we going to do about the government? What are we going to do about the deficit? What are we going to do about the national debt? What are we going to do about this? Pray. Amen. Pray. Instead of hating the politician, why don't you pray for him to get saved? Pray. Just casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. What about my family? What am I going to do about the mess? Pray. Pray that you can live a quiet and peaceable life. Pray they don't take away our rights as Christians. Pray that you'll just be able to quietly serve God and go to work. Pray. It's not that complicated. Do your own business well. Strive for a quiet life. And pray. If you do that, you'll find you're not part of the drama, chaos of this world and everybody else. Everything's okay. I know the neighbors are fighting and throwing things to the windows at each other. I know. But your house isn't. I know everybody else in your family is fighting and hate each other and there's always some. But you're okay. Choose not to participate. Just live as quiet a life as you can. Go to work, do your job, pray, love God, go to church, win souls, love people, help the needy. Whatever God puts in your docket, whatever ministry you have, don't be the expert that everybody needs to hear from. Just say, you know what? And you know what you do? You get a lot more humble. Because you start working on what you're supposed to work on and say, I still got a ways to go. I need to get myself together. Once I'm together, I can help more people. Once I'm together, I can probably forget what you guys need to do. But you guys have too much drama for me right now. Me and my family just need a little peace right now. That's what God says. Mind your own business. Do your business well. Strive for quietness. And pray. And that's the business. Chapter 5, and we'll finish up. 1 Timothy chapter 5. You see, I don't have the health to do a lot of work, or I can't do this or that. Then the Bible says, just make that your business, praying. 1 Timothy 5:5, now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. You know, it's going to go later in the chapter and talk about women who will not do that, become busybodies, going from house to house and in everybody's drama. But it says, you know, the good widow, she'll just go and pray. That's her business. That's her business. That's important. I just want to say, and do your own business. And do your own business. Just, do you know what you need to do? Do you know, has God already given you something to do and you say, I just got to do that well? And is that enough? Or do you really need more? Have you mastered it? Have you mastered it? Awesome. Please come tell me how. Do your own business. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, Lord. It's so simple. Lord, it's so simple. Lord, help us to do our own business. And seek quietness and pray. Lord, I think this is one of the most simple messages I've ever preached, but Lord, it's a way of living and thinking. And I pray that we do this and get good at it. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you for the simplicity of it. And how many times Paul just said, hey, lead a quiet and peaceable life and just pray and do your own business. And we see that over and over in the Old and New Testament. And I pray, Lord, we'd have that. We thank you for the word that teaches us that. Now, Lord, this life and this world we live in and the way we're taught on television and the drama everywhere isn't conducive to that, Lord. We've got to do it on purpose and work very hard at it. But help us to realize you've given us what to do, and that's the key to us going to the next level. I pray, Lord, we would do that, and we would do it well. And we thank you for the word that teaches us this. In Jesus' name, heads bowed, eyes closed. My message is very simple. My invitation.